ringing a bell when a door was open. You're gonna ring a bell when somebody should answer it. Aunt Regina. Addie. Where the hell? Calla. Calla.
Mr. Leo, Mr. Gina says you stop that screaming noise.
Where is everybody?
Mr. Horace, you got an attack. He's there. Mr. Gina says you stop that noise.
Uncle Horace, what happened? You see Mr. Oscar, Mr. Ben? Answer me, will you?
No, I ain't seen him. I ain't got time to answer you. I've got to get things.
But what's the matter with him? When did this happen? Think Papa would be someplace where you could find him.
Oh, it's not a bad thing. It's the first one he has, and he come home.
Papa, I've been looking all over town for you and Uncle Ben.
Where is he?
And I said it was sudden.
Where is he? When did it happen?
Upstairs. Will you listen to me, please?
Anywhere you go up?
I don't know.
But it was all right.
Will you listen to me?
What's the matter with you?
I've been trying to tell you. I've been trying to find you for an hour.
I mean what?
The Horace knows about the bonds. He knows about them. He's at the box since Wednesday.
Stop shouting. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm telling you, he knows about the bonds. Ain't that clear enough?
Goddamn fool, stop screaming.
Now what happened? Talk quietly.
You heard me. The Horace knows about the bonds. He's known since Wednesday.
How do you know that?
Because Calla comes down to Amanda and says the box came okay.
That might not mean a thing.
No, it might not, huh? Then he said Amanda should come in tonight and bring Sal Fowler with him. I guess that don't mean a thing either.
Ben, what do you think he's seen?
There's the box. Put it down, you ass. What are you going to do with it? Eat it?
I'm going to.
Put it down. Don't touch it again. Now just sit down and shut up for a minute.
Since Wednesday. You said he's had it since Wednesday? And why didn't I say something? I don't understand.
I can put it back. I can put it back before anybody knows.
He's had it since Wednesday. Yet he hasn't said a word to us.
Why?
Why?
What's the difference, why? He was getting ready to say plenty. He was going to say it to Fowler tonight.
Still.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe it? What do I care what you believe? I'm the dead
man. I'm remembering that. I'm remembering that, Leo.
What do you mean?
If you don't shut this little fool up, I'll show you what I mean.
You!
Leo! Sit down.
For some reason he knows, yet he hasn't said a word.
Maybe he didn't know that we...
that Leo... He's no fool. Does Amanda know the bonds are missing?
How could I tell? I was half crazy. I don't think so. Because Amanda seemed kind of puzzled.
We gotta find out.
How was he, Calla?
I don't know, Mr. Ben. He was bad.
When did it happen?
He wasn't feeling so bad earlier. And there he is, next on the landing, falling over. His eyes are tight. Dr. Sloan took the ballon. Took the buggy and go get it. Go on!
Never seen Sloan anywhere when you need him.
Sounds bad.
He would have told her about it. Aunt Regina, he would have told his own wife.
Yes, he would have told her. But they weren't on such pretty terms. And so maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't. Now listen to me. If she doesn't know, everything will work out all right. If she does know, you ought to say he lent you the bonds.
Lent them to me? Who's going to believe that?
Nobody.
Don't you understand? It can't do no harm to say it.
Why should I say he lent them to me? Why not to you? Why not to Uncle Ben?
Just because he didn't lend them to me. Remember that.
But all he has to do is say that he didn't lend them to me.
But for some reason, he doesn't seem to be talking, does he? What happened?
He's had a bad attack.
Too bad. I'm so sorry we weren't here when the horse needed us.
When you needed us?
Yes.
How is he? Can we go up?
He's not conscious.
That bad. You think it's going to be found quickly, just once.
I don't think there's much for him to do.
Don't talk that way. He's come through attacks before. He will now.
Well, we haven't seen each other since the day of our fight.
That was nothing. Why, you and Oscar and I used to fight when we were kids.
Do you think we should go up? Is that a thing we can do for harm?
You don't feel well.
No, I don't. Horace told me about the bonds this afternoon.
The bonds? What do you mean? What bonds?
Union
what?
Pacific bond? Horace is Union Pacific bond.
Yes.
Well, what about them? What could it say?
He said that Leo had stolen the bonds and given them to you.
That's ridiculous, Regina.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't care enough that he stole them from me. Do I have to listen to this in the bar?
You are talking.
I didn't steal anything.
I asked them to stop that.
Are we starting from the wrong end, Regina? What did Horace
as a present from me to my brothers. He said there was nothing I could do about it. He said the rest of his money would go to Alexandra. That is all.
I told you he had lent them. I could have told you.
So I'm very badly off, you see. But Horace said there was nothing I could do about it as long as he was alive to say that he had lent you the bonds.
You shouldn't feel that way. It can all be explained. All be adjusted. It isn't as bad.
So you at least are willing to admit that the bonds were stolen.
I admit no such thing. It's possible that Horace made up that part of the story to tease you. Or to punish you. Punish you.
It's not a pleasant story. I feel badly, Ben, naturally. I hadn't thought.
Now you shall have the bonds safely back. That was your understanding, wasn't it, Oscar?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to know that. Oh, I had greater hopes.
Don't talk like that. That's foolish. I think we should drive out for Sloan ourselves. If we don't find him, we'll go to Centerville for Dr. Morris. And don't think I'm dismissing this business. I'm not. We'll talk about it on a more appropriate day.
I don't think you had better go yet. I think you had better stay and sit down.
We'll be back in Sloan.
Calla has gone for him. I don't want you to go.
Now, don't worry.
You will come back in this room and sit down. I have something more to say.
Since when do I take orders from you?
Well, you don't. Yes. Come back here, Oscar. You too, Leo.
My dear Regina.
Horace has already clipped your wings. And very wittily. Do I have to clip them too? You get farther with a smile, Regina. I'm a soft man for a woman's smile.
I'm smiling, Ben. I'm smiling because you are quite safe while Horace lives. But I don't think Horace will live. And if he doesn't live, I shall want 75% in exchange for the bond.
Greedy! What a greedy girl you are. You want so much of everything.
Yes. And if I don't get what I want, I'm going to put all three of you in jail.
You're all that crazy after having just admitted...
And on what evidence would you put Oscar and Leo in jail?
Oh, Oscar, listen to him. Why, he's getting ready to swear that it was you and Leo. What do you say to that? Oh, don't be angry, Oscar. I'm going to see that he goes in with you.
Try anything you like, Regina. And now we can stop all this and say goodbye to you. It's his money, and he's obviously willing to let us borrow it. Learn to make threats when you can carry them out. How many years have I told you that a good-looking woman gets more by being soft and appealing? I'm used to tell you that.
You.
Later. Go and rest now.
I'll wait, Mama. I've plenty of time. All my life.
As I was saying, tomorrow morning I go to Judge Sims. I shall tell him about Leo.
Not in front of the child!
I didn't ask her to stay. Tomorrow I go to Judge Sims.
And what proof? What proof of all this?
None. I won't need any. The bonds are missing and they are with Marshall. That should be enough. If it isn't, I'll add what's necessary.
I'm sure of that.
You can be quite sure.
We'll deny everything.
Deny your heads off. Well, you couldn't find a jury that wouldn't weep for a woman whose brother steals from her. And you couldn't find 12 men in this state you haven't cheated and hate you for it.
What kind of talk is this? You couldn't do that. We're your own brothers. How can you even talk like that? When upstairs not 5 minutes
there
ago.
There are some people who can never go back. Who must finish what they start. I'm one of those people, Austin. Where was I? Well, they'll convict you. But I won't care much if they don't. Because by that time, you'll be ruined. I shall also tell my story to Mr. Marshall, who likes me, I think, and who won't want to be involved in your scandal. A respectable firm like Marshall and Company, why, the deal would be off in an hour, and you know it. Now, I don't want to hear any more from any of you. You'll do no more bargaining in this house. I'll take my 75%, and we'll forget the story forever. Well, that's one way of doing it. And the way I prefer. You know me well enough to know that I don't mind taking the other way.
None of us have ever known you well enough, Regina.
You're getting old, Ben. Your tricks aren't as smart as they used to be. All right. I'll take it that settled and I'll get what I asked for.
Are you going to let her do this?
You have a suggestion?
No, he hasn't. All right. Now, Leo. I've forgotten that you ever saw the bonds. And as long as you boys both behave yourselves, I've forgotten that we ever talked about it. You can draw up the necessary papers tomorrow.
Myself. One loses today and wins tomorrow. Here's a plan to get what I want. Then I don't get what I want. But I'm not discouraged. The century's turning. The world is open. Open for people like you and me. Ready for us? Waiting for us. After all, this is just the beginning. There are hundreds of Hubbards sitting in rooms like this throughout the country. All their names aren't Hubbard. But they are Hubbards just the same. And they will own this country someday. We'll get along.
I think so.
Then too, I say to myself, things may change. I agree with Alexander. What is a man in a wheelchair doing on a staircase? I ask myself that.
And what do you answer?
Oh, I have no answer. But maybe someday I will. Maybe never. But maybe someday. When I do, I'll let you know.
When you do, write to me. I'll be in Chicago. Oh, Ben. If Papa had only left me his money.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yes, certainly. You'll be sort of working for me now.
Alexandra, it's turning out to be a right interesting little lady. Well, good night, all.
What is it you want to talk to me about, Alexander?
I've changed my mind. I don't want to talk. There's nothing to talk about now.
You're acting very strange. Not like yourself. You've had a bad shock today, I know that. And you loved your father. But you must have expected this to come sometime. You knew how sick he was.
I knew. We all knew.
It'd be good for you to get away from here.
Good for me, too. Time heals most wounds, Alexander. You're young. You shall have all the things I wanted. I'll make the world for you the way I wanted it to be for me. Well, don't sit there staring. You've been around Bertie so much you'll get just like her.
Funny. That's what Aunt Bertie said today.
It'd be good for you to get away from all this. We'll go in a few weeks. A few weeks. Well, that means two or three Sundays, two or three Saturdays. Well, I'm very tired. I shall go to bed. I don't want any supper. Tell Addie to turn out the lights and lock up. Go to your room, Alexandra. Addie will bring you something hot. You look very tired. I don't want to see anybody tonight. I don't want any condolence calls.
Mama! I'm not coming with you! I'm not going to Chicago.
You're very upset, Alexandra.
I mean what I say with all my heart.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. The morning will make a difference.
It won't make any difference. And there isn't anything to talk about. I am going away from you. Because I want to. Because I know Papa would want me to.
Do you know your Papa would want you to go away from me?
Yes.
And if I say no?
Say it, Mama. Say it. See what happens.
And if I make you stay?
That would be foolish. It wouldn't work in the end.
Well, you're very serious about this, aren't you? Well, you'll change your mind in a few days.
You only change your mind when you want to. And I won't want to.
Alexandra, I've come to the end of my rope. Somewhere there has to be what I want, too. Life goes too fast. Well, do what you want. Think what you want, go where you want. I'd like to keep you with me, but I won't make you stay. Too many people used to make me do too many things. No, I won't make you stay.
You couldn't, Mama, because I want to leave here, as I've never wanted anything in my life before. Because I understand what Papa was trying to tell me. All in one day. Addie said there were people who ate the earth. And other people who stood around and watched them do it. And just now, Uncle Ben said the same thing. Really, he said the same thing. Well, tell him for me, Mama. I'm not going to stand around and watch you do it. Tell him I'll be fighting as hard as he'll be fighting. Someplace where people just don't stand around and watch.
Well, you have spirit after all. I used to think you were all sugar water. We don't have to be bad friends, Alexandra. I don't want us to be bad friends. Would you like to come and talk to me? Would you like to sleep in my room?